not in a position to find it if I had one. But
okay.
This is great because, you know, we at KPFT have been advised upon what Robert's Rule says by a so-called expert. And I'm just surprised to find out tonight that two or three of the things we've been told as gospel is not true.
Okay.
Point of information.
Okay, Adriana?
I think that, if I'm not mistaken, because I'm getting confused here, Mr. George Ryder, acting as parliamentarian, told us and cited the Robert Rule of Order about this issue. What are we discussing?
No, that's it. So I am ruling that it's debatable. So, Teresa, continue.
Janet Kay, I need some clarification.
No, you ruled that it was debatable, and I challenged it. So we have
okay,
to vote
on okay, so, okay. So now we're going to take a vote on whether to uphold the ruling of the chair. Yes.
Yes.
You would vote yes or no if you do not. And my ruling is that it is debatable based on the citation we just heard from George Ryder and or before that. Okay. Madam Secretary, please take
just,
the vote.
Yeah, just clarification. First of all, does the challenge require a second?
Yes.
I don't remember anymore. George?
I think it does.
Okay. Yes. Does anybody want to... Yes, I think it does, actually. We at least
I'll second.
Okay.
I'm seconding Robert's challenge, correct?
That's correct.
Right.
Okay,
so what what I think we're talking about is that Robert made a motion to refer the personnel report, motion, back to the personnel committee. And then...
The only thing that's on the floor
please. You had initially said there was no discussion, and then George said there was, and then you ruled that there was discussion. And so this challenge is about that it is debatable. The referral is debatable. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay.
And I ruled that it was, so the yes means you do not. Thank you.
Okay.
Please call the roll.
Allen, KPFT.
Allen supports the chair.
Votes yes.
Yes.
Allen votes yes. Argueta, KPFK. Burden, WBAI. Jim Brown, WPFW.
Yes.
Jim Brown votes yes. Steve Brown, WBAI.
Pass.
Steve Brown passes. Castaneda, KPFT.
Yes.
Castaneda votes yes. Coleman, WBAI.
I pass.
Coleman passes. Diaz, WPFW. Diaz votes yes. Edwards Teekert, KPFA.
Yes.
Edwards Teekert votes yes. Quentin, KPFA.
Yes.
Quentin votes yes. Kaufman, KPFK. Kaufman?
Was I on mute? I'm going to abstain.
Kaufman abstains. Coburn, KPFA votes yes. Mark, KPFT.
No.
Mark votes no. Medina, KPFK. Maybe on airplane. Norman, WPFW.
Yes.
Norman votes yes. Ryder, KPFT.
Yes.
Ryder votes yes. Tucker, WPFW.
Yes.
Tucker votes yes. Wilkinson, KPFA.
Yes.
Wilkinson votes yes. Steve Brown, you passed?
No.
Steve Brown votes no. Coleman, you passed?
I abstain.
Coleman abstains. Okay. Let me count. I have 11 yes, 2 no, 2 abstain. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes, and I vote yes.
John votes yes, so that's 12 to 2. The chair's ruling is upheld.
Thank you. Teresa.
Can you hear me?
Yes, for the fourth time, Teresa.
I said yes. I supported the chair.
Yes, okay.
Teresa.
They are asking
you. Did we have the vote count? We finished with that?
Yes.
Okay, so that's
right. You want me to repeat it?
No, that's all right. Teresa, you were on the stack. I'm calling you to be on the stack.
Me. I'm sorry.
That's all right. That's all right.
Okay. Can you put me back a person or to the next person on the
stack? Yeah, you were asking, I'll refresh your memory. You were asking about the differentiation between referring it back to committee, remanding it meant.
Yes. I don't care how we do it. I don't know whether we need to call it remanding or just so it gets done. Okay, let's be practical, everybody. The handbook, nothing's been done about it for the past year. Okay? And it was really ready to be done, and it took us a whole year to, practically a year, to get more information. So if I need to add this to the personnel committee, list of things to do, fine. Or if we want to put it in the hands of our new executive director to take it to HR and take it to council, I don't care. Let's just be practical and get it done. George, you know, if you have a suggestion, whatever. Parliament, we're getting all tangled up in parliamentary procedure and we're not getting the job done.
Okay.
Janet. I'm assuming we're talking to the motion to refer this back to the personnel committee.
That's correct.
Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, and I object, and based on somewhat based on what Teresa was saying, that if this gets referred, the original motion that did not include the handbook, that maybe could be included either as an amendment or at some later time. But if the other items in the motion are referred back to the committee, then nothing is going to get done. The committee cannot do anything without the PNB giving it legitimacy. So I would urge to vote against referring back to the personnel committee.
Adriana, for the Adriana?
Lydia, we are past time on committee reports. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. So we have to call the question?
Yes, but I have a point of information then.
Okay.
Because we are meeting. We are referring to committee. The handbook?
No, no, no.
We are adding the handbook?
No. It was not an amendment to the motion to add the hand.
Then the only motion in the floor is the motion from the personnel committee, right?
To refer it back to the personnel committee is what's on the floor.
How can we refer to the personnel committee what the personnel committee has passed? We don't have a mandate.
No, I know, but this is being referred back. You can do that. The personnel committee brought this as its proposed mandate to the board, and Robert is saying send it back. It needs more work.
Janet,
okay.
May I just add that if the motion to refer passes, it goes back. If it does not, then the personnel committee motion gets addressed, gets voted on.
That's correct.
Point of information?
Yes, Teresa.
Okay. Are we about to vote on the remand issue?
Yes, referring it back to the committee, the original motion.
And this already has been brought to the PNB. So if the remand fails, then technically we could have like the vice chair or the chair do what needs to be done with it.
Yeah. No. When the referral fails, we will take a vote because we have to call the question on all the motions that are on the floor right now. cannot take any more.
Mm-hmm.
And if the referral fails, then the rest of that motion, the tasks assigned to the committee, go forward for us to vote on. And so if that gets approved, then that's what goes to the committee, and then the committee can, you know, come back next month and do, you know, add the handbook or whatever it wants. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. The first step is we're considering whether to refer the original motion that was passed by the personnel committee and send it back.
Okay.
Thank you. Madam Secretary, would you call the roll?
Alan, KPFT.
Can I ask why I've never been allowed to motivate my motion?
No, he should have been allowed.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Robert.
Yeah, I just, you know, it's been admitted here. This committee has no mandate. Apparently, this committee doesn't exist. We're putting the cart before the horse. Create the committee and give it a mandate. Don't approve a plan that some people got together. And the report doesn't even have a list of who was in attendance at the meeting. As far as I know, there were two people there. Excuse me, but I have the floor.
Right. That's,
Wait.
Everybody stop talking. Robert has the floor right now, please, and then I'll call Adriana.
Time's up.
I'll clarify. I know.
We extend or we vote.
Okay.
I move to extend. This is Kim. I move to extend 5 minutes.
Second. Is there any objection to extending 5 minutes? Hearing no objection, Robert, finish your statement, and then Adriana.
Well, it just doesn't say anything to me. Are they going to do these things? I mean, I don't know. When I read it the first time, it didn't make any sense. And then when you come and tell me that it's a special committee that may not even exist, I think that, you know, you're putting the cart before the horse here. You need to create the committee, and then you need to give it a mandate. And if that mandate has come up with an action plan, then this can come back from them. But it doesn't even say, in 2015, we're going to do this. It says action item. I don't know what that means.
Okay, I will clarify. The committee was created in the year 2005. The mandate, as is listed there, basically, it wasn't articulated identically that way as action items. It was, but anyway, the motivating of the population of the committee happened the following year in 2006. And it included those items. This particular list came from the former personnel chair, Janice Lane Ewart, and the committee agreed that that was a good plan for us of the items that needed to be worked on by this committee for this year. Because it is not a standing committee, then it needs a mandate. And so that's where it is. The committee does exist. It was populated at the beginning of the year, and we do have that the membership list for the personnel committee. So it does exist, but it does have to come to the PMB for its mandate for this particular year. Thank you. Adriana?
Well, I want to just clarify that this PMB votes for the members of the personnel committee. And Mr. Robert Mark is one of those members, and he was in our convening meeting March 24, 2015. I don't know more than delay what this is. I mean, we need to have a task. That's what we are looking for. And if the PMB agree with the task that this committee thinks that we have, it's unanimously voted. You, Robert, vote on this too.
Okay, thank you. Madam Secretary, would you call the roll?
Yes. Alan, KPFT. Alan says no to the remand.
Alan votes no. Arleta, KPFK. Burden, WBAI. Jim Brown, WPFW.
Passed.
Jim Brown passes. Steve Brown, WBAI.
Pass.
Steve Brown passes. Casnave, KPFT.
No.
Casnave votes no. Coleman, WBAI.
Pass.
Coleman passes. Diaz, WPFW.
No.
Diaz votes no. Edwards Tickert, KPFA.
No.
Edwards Tickert votes no. Fuentes, KPFA.
No.
Didn't hear you repeat, Fuentes.
Abstain.
Fuentes abstains. Kaufman, KPFK.
Abstain.
Kaufman abstains. Kogan, KPFA, votes no. Robert Mark, KPFT.
Yes.
Mark votes yes. Medina, I don't think she's here. Norman, WPFW.
No.
Norman votes no. Ryder, KPFT.
No.
Ryder votes no. Tucker, WPFW.
No.
Tucker votes no. Wilkinson, KPFA.
No.
Wilkinson votes no. Jim Brown, you passed.
Yes.
Jim Brown votes yes.
That
Steve
wasn't Jim Brown.
No. Oh.
Jim Brown.
Sorry, Jim Brown.
Jim Brown votes.
Steve Brown votes.
Wait, please. There are too many people. You need to mute. And one person at a time, when I call the name, please, just that one person respond. Jim Brown, WPFW, how do you vote?
No.
Jim Brown votes no. Steve Brown, WBAI, how do you vote?
Yes.
Steve Brown votes yes. Coleman, WBAI, how do you vote?
I'll abstain.
Coleman abstains. Okay, one moment, let me count. I have 2 yes, 10 no, 3 abstain. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes, I vote no.
Rosan votes no, so it's 2-11-3. The referral fails.
Madam Chair, we're at time on our extension. I propose a further 5-minute extension.
Okay. I'm sorry. We're at time in the 5 minutes?
Yes, and I'm proposing 5 more.
Oh, okay. Is there a second? Is there any objection?
Benito.
Benito what? You're an objection or a second?
I second the extension.
Okay. Okay. Any objection? Okay. Brian, did you wish to be on the stack?
Yes, please.
Go ahead.
I'd like to propose a substitute as follows. The PNB authorizes its personnel committee to organize the PNB's annual evaluation of its CFO and its probationary review of its executive director.
Isn't that already on the list?
This is a substitute. If there's a second, I'll motivate.
Oh.
I second.
I missed the word. Authorizes the PNB to do what?
Authorizes the personnel committee to organize.
Organize. Okay, can you give me the rest of that sentence, please?
Should be in your inbox by now.
Okay, and Brian, are you want to motivate this versus what the committee approved and why?
Yes. The committee sent us a list of 5 things. 2 of them, the process and procedure for reviewing general managers and program directors under our bylaws, are the purview of the local boards, not the national board's personnel committee. I don't think with 5 very different stations we necessarily need to have the same evaluation process at every one of them. The third thing, the wording's ambiguous, but it says establishment of regular hiring practices and procedures. If I were to read that literally, it would say we're authorizing the committee to come up with network-wide hiring practices without further review by the board. I actually think regular hiring practices and procedures should be generated at the staff level. They're largely dictated by EEO rules and by our collective bargaining agreements that we have at 4 of the 5 stations. It's not something a committee can just come up with on its own. But the national board does have 2 very clearly delegated tasks from the bylaws that it needs the personnel committee to work on, and given the amount of time it's taken the committee to carry them out in the past, it's an ample amount of work for the months we have left in this year, and that's conducting evaluations of our CFO and our ED.
This is Kim.
Go ahead, Kim.
I'd like to amend that to also add to complete the employee handbook. We have our handbook is from 1996. It should be what we have going on now. So that's my amendment.
Alan for the stack.
Okay. So, Kim, to be clear, are you amending his substitute motion, or are you amending the original motion?
I'm amending his substitute. Okay. Because that's what
Alan
we're talking about right now.
That's right. I just want to be clear. Okay, Teresa?
Is there a second?
Oh, is there a second? Let me see.
Somebody second it?
I'll second, George.
Okay, Madam Chair.
Seconding what?
He's seconding Kim's amendment to Brian's substitute.
Madam
to Brian's substitute. Okay, Teresa?
I sent an email out to the PND, and basically it's saying, this has already left the Personnel Committee, and for some reason it fell through the cracks. I think it takes either the chair or the vice chair saying, we will take the employee handbook, and I will make sure that it gets done. I mean, it came back to the PND, it gets to the PND, PND wanted it to get something done with it. I do not think it needs to go back to the Personnel Committee. It needs, however, somebody in leadership position with this board to say, I'll make sure it gets done.
This is Kim. I would like to withdraw my amendment. I agree with Teresa.
Okay.
And perhaps, Madam Chair, because you let someone second before I got to say anything, maybe you will allow it to be withdrawn. I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway, and my other point is in regard to Brian, what Brian Edwards Teekert says, I think, Madam Chair, or interim chair, when you were on the Personnel Committee with me 2 years ago, under, with Neo Bediako as chair, we did handle several issues involving hiring and evaluating PDs and GMs. So I would like you to weigh in on Teekert's motion because I thought we did a pretty good job of trying to find some consistent procedures among all of the stations. So if you want these things withdrawn from the agenda of the personnel, I would like you to weigh in because of your experience on working on this.
Okay, let me have Adriana speak to it because as chair I have to weigh how much I can participate, but I can corroborate what you said. Adriana.
Yes, I agree with what Teresa said. I mean, we need through the network have a, you know, that the bylaws, it's not that only local. It's true that the local, all the local stations are asking, even KPFT is a big, a good example, and Teresa was referring to all of this. We need to have a unified way to evaluate the employees of the foundation because the employees are employees of the Pacifica Foundation. They are not employees of their own radio stations. I mean, obviously, the LSV have the beginning of evaluation, but we need to have an evaluation process that makes sense and is uniform to the whole foundation. I mean, that's why all that is in the task that the personnel committee and asking the PND to approve is part of that. Get the uniform idea. Get the stations and the management selection review in the station and the LSV something to work with. No, whatever think and whoever each station think whatever. Obviously, every station will evaluate their people according to what they think and what they see. But the evaluation process needs to be uniform and fair for all the employees of the foundation. That's why I think that the process, that's why personnel need to come up with that. And I agree totally with Teresa. It's the way that should be. Thank you.
Also whenever to the stack.
Okay, first your point of information, then Janet, and then you to the stack. Benito, first your point of information. What's your question?
Brian's substitute ever seconded?
Yes,
Margie did.
Okay.
Actually, Benito did.
No, I did not.
No.
He seconded your motion to extend.
To extend.
Excuse me. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, Benito.
Okay, Janet Kay, and then Benito.
Yes. So the personnel committee, these items for the personnel committee when it comes to GM and PD, it's about establishing processes and practices. It's not about doing the evaluation. The stations, for sure, do the evaluation of the GM, but the process should be, and that's what this is about, the personnel committee would establish that process. And then,
okay. And Benito?
Yeah, I agree with everything Teresa and Adriana. Just and Kay just said, and I just add that the problem that we face now is precisely the lack of these consistent national procedures and evaluation criteria, and as a result, year after year, these station personnel committee, it's a wheel, and every single reinvent a different wheel. And those wheels, 9 times out of 10, do not conform, or at least in my experience, with, I've been on my station personnel committee for a bunch of years, and I can say that some of these reinventions with PMB policies that have been voted on time and again. So what we need is these national norms, period.
Okay, thank you. And so I just want to address what Teresa said, and I concur with what Teresa recalls from our experience on the personnel committee. When we both served on the committee, we got an abundance of work done, but when we developed the process for the program director search, it was in response to the multiple requests from the various stations as asking us for some uniformity and somewhere to go. We have a frequent turnover of boards and certainly an even more frequent turnover on committees, and there is no uniformity of these processes. So it actually worked out well, and I remember it as Teresa did. But anyway, we're at time now, so please call the roll. And this is on Brian.
This is on the substitute.
This is on the substitute.
Okay. Alan, KPFT.
Alan says no.
Alan votes no. Argueta, KPFK. Burden, WBAI.
He's got to get that pass.
Argueta passes. Jim Brown, WPFW.
Information, can I be clear on what we're voting on now?
You're voting on Brian's substitute motion to the personnel committee motion.
And that motion was, I just need it clear, Brian.
Can somebody
only two things to do instead of four?
The PNB authorizes its personnel committee to organize the PNB's annual evaluation of its CFO and its probationary review of its executive director.
as opposed to the committee's list.
Which is five items, which include those two.
Okay, I vote yes.
Jim Brown votes yes. Steve Brown, WBAI.
Yes.
Steve Brown votes yes. Cass Nave, KPFT.
No.
Cass Nave votes no. Coleman, WBAI. Diaz, WPFW.
No.
Diaz votes no. Edwards Tekert, KPFA.
Yes.
Edwards Tekert votes yes. Fuentes, KPFA.
Yes.
Fuentes votes yes. Kaufman, KPFK.
I'm going to pass.
Kaufman passes. Coburn, KPFA votes no. Mark, KPFT.
Mark votes yes.
Mark votes yes. Medina Norman, WPFW.
Yes.
Norman votes yes. Ryder, KPFT.
No.
Ryder votes no. Tucker, WPFW.
Yes.
Tucker votes yes. Wilkinson, KPFA.
Yes.
Wilkinson votes yes. Argueta, KPFK. You pass.
I'll abstain.
Argueta abstained. Burden. Coleman. Did not hear you. Okay, let me count. I have eight
damn
yes.
Damn it, you forgot to ask me.
Okay, sorry.
I passed.
You're right.
I'm going to vote yes.
Okay, Kaufman votes yes. So I have nine yes, five no, one abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes, I vote no.
Razan votes no, so I have 9-6-1. The substitute passes. And then we need to vote on the substitute as the main motion. Is that right?
That's correct. No, it's a substitute.
Pardon?
How can we vote in something that substitutes the other one?
He moved it as a substitute of the main motion, and it passed, Adriana.
That's what I'm saying. We vote in an amendment, but not as a substitute.
No, I heard him say substitute. Brian?
Exactly. If something substitutes, you don't vote again in the main one.
Yes,
no, it's not.
Yes, you do.
Voting on the substitute that passed as the main motion.
That's correct. So you have to just call it again.
Right. 1 second.
Or ask for objection.
Yes, I object.
Yeah, me too.
We have five people vote no. So. Okay. Alan.
Right, but
sorry. I don't know. Is everybody clear what we're doing? We're voting on the substitute.
Alan abstains.
Okay. Alan abstains. Argueta, KPFK. Argueta, Burden, WB. Argueta passes. You passed, right? Burden, WBAI. Jim Brown, WPFW.
Yes.
Jim Brown votes yes. Steve Brown, WBAI.
Yes.
Steve Brown votes yes. Kasnav, KPFT.
No.
Kasnav votes no. Coleman, WBAI. Benito Diaz, WPFW.
No.
Diaz votes no. Edwards Tekert, KPFA.
Yes.
Edwards Tekert votes yes. Fuentes, KPFA.
Yes.
Fuentes votes yes. Kaufman, KPFK.
Yes.
Kaufman votes yes. Coburn, KPFA votes no. Mark, KPFT. Mark, Norman, WPSW.
Yes.
Norman votes yes. Ryder, KPFT.
No.
Ryder votes no. Tucker, WPFW.
Yes.
Tucker votes yes. Wilkinson, KPFA.
Yes.
Wilkinson votes yes. Argueta, you vote. You pass.
Yes.
Argueta votes yes. Let me count. One moment. I have 9 yes, 4 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes, I vote no.
Razan votes no, so it's 9 yes, 5 no, 1 abstention. So this passes.
Where are we?
Madam Chair, we are at time on committee reports. I'm not clear whether some of the things we added to the agenda were added outside and in addition to committee reports with additional time limits. So I need guidance from
the
Secretary on that.
Kim, move to extend.
Alan for the stack.
Okay, Teresa.
I would like to move that we allow another 20 minutes to finish at least the committee report through the archive.
I thank them.
This is Kim.
Okay, Kim.
Well, I'd like to amend that to say we'll just add another 30 minutes since it's 8:30 and we have until 9 o'clock. I move that we spend the next half an hour finishing up the committee hearing report.
And we need, okay, we need to, okay, that's, anybody? Do I need a second for these time extensions? First of all, did Teresa's 20 get a second?
I'll second hers.
I will accept Kim's 30-minute motion.
So
okay.
I'm seconding hers in case mine doesn't pass, and she's seconding mine in case hers doesn't
pass. Is that correct, Teresa?
30 minutes.
So you're withdrawing 20?
I'm withdrawing 20 as not seconded, so we can go with 30.
No, I seconded
hers. I'll second the 30, please.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I second already. Nobody can hear me?
No, we didn't hear you.
Okay, I second Teresa when she said, but that's okay.
Are there any objections to extending till 12 midnight Eastern? Okay, hearing none, somebody go for it. Do we have the motions?
Janet
Kay. I'm sorry, the second committee is elections, right?
Yes.
Thank you, okay.
Okay, so the elections, the last time the elections committee met was on March, what was it, 10th. And during that meeting, a motion was passed on the 2015 elections. It was basically the same motion that had been passed by the governance committee on March 5th, but it was amended. The governance committee referred the motion that they passed to the PNB, but it didn't get on the agenda. The election committee did not refer it to this committee. And this basically, there have been variations of two election proposals for the 2015 LSB elections that have been considered over the last several months. One that would have half of the 24 delegates seats up for election based on the 2010 election, except for KPFK, because they didn't reach quorum in 2012. And the other is that there would all 24 delegate seats would be up for election at all stations. There are four problems with the first proposal. First is that WPFW did not make quorum in 2010. Second, due to the delayed 2013-2014 election, that never happened, the terms of all LSB members were extended in violation of the bylaws. And this proposal, the one that would elect 12 or half, would extend yet again the other half of the 24 delegates. Third,
it's impossible to follow what you're saying because
I know I'm going to address that in a minute. Go ahead, Janet.
Okay.
Is somebody timing the individual speakers?
That was Brenda. Nobody's doing it.
Brian, can you do that, please?
This is part of the report in a way, but all right.
Wait.
Excuse me.
Wait. Hold on, everybody. Okay. So number one, Janet, are you on elections committee?
I am.
Okay.
But
and
this is not an official report.
Okay. Margie, hold on.
I'm sorry.
Okay. So, and is this the report from the committee?
No.
Well, it's a report about the committee or what happened.
Well, no, but this is the item is the election committee. So, are you sending us their report or even their motion?
No. I just wanted to make a report and just announce that there had been.
What is information, George?
I would like to get on the stack.
Is the governance committee reporting tonight?
It was originally on the agenda, but then I don't know how it ended up. But.
I had a motion which is relevant to this to the election issue, which I'd like to bring forth.
Point of order.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Okay.
Point of order.
I know, Kim. I heard you. It's going to be Kim and Margie and George.
And Janet
Cave.
Can you hear me, Lydia?
Yes. Who is that?
Serene with a point of information.
Hold on a second. Okay, so first I had a point of order from Kim, point of information from Serene, and then we're going to Margie, and then we're going to George, and then somebody else is trying, and then Janet.
And Benito, point of order.
Okay.
Point of order.
Okay. Somebody start. Point of order from Kim, and then point of information from Serene. Go ahead.
There was nothing. The governance was not on the agenda. No committees were on the agenda. That's why we filled them in with what committees would be on the agenda. And of that on the agenda setting came personnel, elections, and the archives.
Okay.
I mean,
thank
we...
You. Okay.
Somehow thought that Janet Coburn was making an elections committee report.
Okay.
That appears to not be it. But I'm sorry, but nobody put governance on the agenda. I mean, we could vote with 2/3, but that's about it.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Serene? Serene?
Sorry. I might hear him. I understand that the elections committee report is on the agenda. There was no report sent by either the chair or the secretary of the elections committee. So I'm wondering what exactly constitutes the election committee report, as I hear being discussed now.
Okay, so committee reports were on the agenda. Specific things were not sent. I don't know if PMB members who are on the elections committee, if there was any business conducted that should have been sent to the PMB for approval. Any motions that were approved to be sent to the PMB?
No.
That maybe didn't make it, because I know the chair is not a director, so I wasn't sure. It's not their prerogative to withhold things that are passed on the committee. It's only the prerogative to get them to the PMB for approval, since committees are only advisory.
Right.
So I'm asking those members who are on the board, who are on the elections committee, and I believe that Serene, Margie, and Janet Coburn. Anybody else? I don't know. Okay.
This is Margie. I was not at the last meeting. However, I read the report from the last meeting, and I'm pretty certain that no decision was made by the committee to refer anything to the board, because the elections committee chair is very good about keeping us posted on those kinds of things. And so.
But my question was, were there motions passed? If you pass a motion that needs to be considered by the PMB, it needs to be sent to the PMB for its consideration, especially when committees are on there. That's my only question. And if there is such a motion, if you can send it to the board. Okay, Serene.
Okay. My understanding of committee reports, and having been, you know, hanging around the governance types for a while, is that a committee report is a report that is sent by a committee officer to the PMB. There is no report that was sent by a committee, a election committee officer to the PMB. So I do not believe that this is properly on the agenda.
Okay, so there were no motions to be considered that were passed that the PMB needs to approve, is what you're saying.
Right.
I am not online. I have no access to minutes. But I know that we have a pretty diligent chair and secretary, and if a report was not sent, it is because there's nothing to report.
Oh, okay. So no motions were passed. Thank you. Who is next, George?
Well, this is a fine mess. The governance committee did pass a motion on the elections after a meeting with the elections committee. It was forwarded. I don't know why the governance committee's report is not here, but it's relevant to what is here, which is the elections. With, I guess, the body's permission, I would like to move the motion from the governance committee with regard to the elections.
Okay, so I do believe this would take two-thirds. Madam Secretary, would you call the roll?
Point of order.
Yes, Kim.
What is the motion?
The motion is to add the governance committee report and its motion to this item.
Well,
it would mean amending the agenda, so therefore.
Right, but
the motion was just forwarded to everybody.
Okay, and is there a second?
Alan will second.
Okay, and is there any objection?
Well, I'm going to vote against it, so.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so Madam Secretary, would you call the roll?
Alan, KPFT.
What are we voting on to include this?
The motion is seconded.
I will say yes.
Alan votes yes. Argueta, KPFK.
Yes.
Argueta votes yes. Burden. Jim Brown. WPFW.
I'm passing. I'm just reading it.
Jim Brown passes. Steve Brown, WBAI.
Yes.
Steve Brown votes yes. Cass Nave, KPFT.
No.
Cass Nave votes no. Coleman, WBAI. Diaz, WPFW.
Yes.
Diaz votes yes. Edwards Tickert, KPFA.
Pass with a P.
Edwards Tickert passes. Fuentes, KPFA.
Pass.
Fuentes passes. Kaufman, KPFK.
No, I want to get to the archives. Sorry.
Kaufman votes no. Cogren, KPFA votes yes. Mark, KPFT.
Mark votes yes.
Mark votes yes. Norman, WPFW.
I'm going to vote no.
Norman votes no. Reiter, KPFT.
Yes.
Reiter votes yes. Roberts, WBAI.
No.
Roberts votes no. Tucker, WPSW.
No.
Tucker votes no. Wilkinson, KPFA.
No.
Wilkinson votes no. Jim Brown, you passed.
No.
Jim Brown votes no. Brian Edwards Tickert, you passed.
I'll vote no.
Edwards Tickert votes no. Fuentes, you passed.
Abstain.
Fuentes abstains. All right, let me count. I have 7 yes, 8 no, 1 abstain. Chair, do you wish to vote?
I abstain.
Bazan abstains. 7 yes, 8 no, 2 abstain. This fails.
Whoever's got you're not on mute. You've got to turn it off.
Hello. Are we still on?
Yeah.
Oh, all of a sudden it got very quiet. Okay. And this agenda item was given how many minutes? And how many minutes are we into?
Just a moment.
We extended committee reports to the end of the meeting.
Right, but the item had a particular time allotment at the beginning of the meeting.
The item being which item you're talking about?
Elections committee.
It's 15 minutes. It's over.
Okay.
Serena, so much.
Okay, so the time is up on the elections committee. Is that correct?
Yes.
Timers? Timekeepers?
Yes.
Okay. So we're going to go on to archive. I do recommend that the next time we have an open session with an agenda that we have, we'll have to do some outreach to all the committee chairs so they can submit any motions that are passed. And then we have them before us so that we know what it is we need to consider. Okay, so next is archives.
Okay, so did everybody receive it? I sent it out to everyone. There are two resolutions. One is move that the PMB motion with the deadline of February 13, 2015 regarding archives funding be extended to April 15, 2015 for more time to finalize existing sources with specific dates for income to be received, and this was passed without objection. So as you can see, there was a time, this was time sensitive. I believe that when it came to the archives budget, that the archives director was asked to cut his budget by $9,000 a month. And primarily the reason why the archives is it has this problem is that there are units, namely right now KPFK, KPFA, that owe money to the archives for premiums. And I'm not sure at this time if they're even negotiating to pay that. And this makes it very difficult for the archives to pay their employees. This is primarily where they get their money. They provide the premiums. For example, the MLK premium made $10,000 for the archives, made at least $60,000 for the stations, but we must pay the archives for it. So he has been asked to cut his budget, and he was given a deadline of February 13th. So I would ask that that we make this deadline, let's say, something like May 15th, to give him time to actually talk to our executive director. And then I hope that we pass not only this one, but then the second one, which asks, well, shall we?
One at a time. Yes, one at a time. Who was that? Is that Serene?
Yeah. Yes. We need to deal with one motion at a time. That's
yes, that's correct. Yeah.
I would ask that we move that the PNB motion with the deadline of February 13, 2015 regarding the archives funding be extended to May 15, 2015 for more time to finalize existing sources for specific dates for income to be received.
Jose, look, Tony.
With April 15, Tony. But obviously we've passed it.
Jose. Okay.
Brian, with
the
question.
Okay, hold on. Okay, I heard Tony. I heard Brian with a point of information, right?
Yeah, Jose Luis pointed out.
And I want to be on stack as well.
Mine was a point of information, yes.
And
oh, yours was a point of information? Okay. Tony
or
and Brian have.
Janet wants to be on the stack.
And Janet K has one.
Yeah, I want to know.
Hold on, Tony. And Jose
Luis. Wait. Jose Luis, I've got you. And I have Janet and I have Margie.
And
okay.
Serene from the stack, please.
And Serene.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Tony.
Yeah.
What is your question?
What happened to Brian? I thought he
has a question coming after Tony.
I'd like to know, I mean, this is more of an administrative executive function. What does the executive director? This seems like I applaud Teresa for going out of the way of helping archives, and I support the intent once again. But I'm concerned that if this is a request from the director, and how was the executive director's opinion on it? This is more. What is their opinion of this? I mean, we need to hear from them to know where
well,
we're
standing. One thing is...
May I answer the question, Chair?
I mean, I want to have the executive director to respond, the interim executive director.
Okay.
Okay. I'm sorry. Can I... this is Serene.
Yes, Serene.
Okay. I convened the first affiliate task force meeting. I think Teresa joined us maybe by the second meeting.
Archive. This is archive. We're doing archive.
Yeah, what did I say?
Affiliate.
Oh, sorry, they've been on my mind. but yes, the archives. And I'm not quite sure that the framing of the issue was done as completely as it could have been. So at some point before we get too far in, I would like to address it.
But I'd like to hear from the interim director on that.
You want to hear from Margie?
Yes, that seemed like an administrative function to be recommending something like that.
No, it's actually a PND motion. But
yeah.
I know it's a motion, but I think that's something that the executive staff should be aware of and should have an opinion on. I mean, it's easier for me to... Director of Archives or the Executive Director, what
okay.
Your opinion is on that?
Tony?
Adriana?
Wait, Tony, let me clarify. The Finance Committee passed the original motion,
right.
Which Teresa is just trying to amend the date by which the Archives needs to cut by $9,000 a month. That's the thing. And when the Finance Committee passed the motion, the Pacifica National Board, the PNB, approved the same motion. So it was passed by the PMB. She is asking to amend it.
Hey, Tony's allowed to ask what Margie's opinion is.
But
I'm not saying he's not. I'm just not clear that he knows what we did. I'm not disallowing the question, Brian. And you're next, but you're not there quite yet. Okay.
Sorry.
Margie?
This is a difficult discussion to have in public, because there are some aspects to it that I think would better be served being discussed in closed session. But let me say this. The Archives has not cut its budget. That hasn't happened yet. I, in fact, had a conversation today with Mariana and Brian about this very issue. I think we all recognize that it's complicated. I want to clarify a couple of factual things. It is no longer true that KPFA owes the Archives money. The KPFA has paid its bill to the Archives for premiums. There's a lack of clarity around whether or not both KPFA and WPFW paid their full Archives central services for fiscal year 2014. People will recall that we were working under a different plan then, where the central services was based on income from listener donations rather than a fixed amount. Both of those stations are up to date on their central services for this fiscal year, but there is some question about whether there's money owed from the previous fiscal year, and that has to do with the disagreement about how this figure is calculated. The fact of the matter is that the Archives does depend almost solely on the central services paid by the stations and money from the premiums. And as you all know, our stations, most of our stations are having some difficulty meeting their financial obligations. And so, you know, there's a burden here. And we are trying to work it out in the national office. I personally don't think this motion is necessary because, you know, first of all, the Archives did not adhere to the original deadline, and while I had some problems with that, we haven't, you know, taken any draconian measures at this point, and we are trying to solve the problem so that it all works out. I believe that the Archives will need to make cuts to their expenses going forward. It seems to me that that's inevitable given the general financial situation. That's what I have to say about the matter.
Janet Kay, point of information.
We've lost Lydia.
Chair? Janet
Lydia?
Kay? Yes, go ahead. Janet Kay?
Yes. Please, okay. Go ahead.
Well, there's two questions I have. First,
wait, there was a point of information.
But Brian had a point of information before you. That's correct. Brian, go ahead.
My question was answered, but I would like to remain on stack for debate.
Okay. And so, Janet, your point of information, and
okay.
Then we go back to
I had a point of information.
Right, and
I thought you were on the stack. Yours is a point of information, Jose Luis?
It was both. I kept saying, okay.
What?
That's fine. My point of information has been answered, but I'm on the stack.
Okay, so you'll be on after Brian. Go ahead, Janet.
All right,
not debate, a point question about it.
Right, I have 2 points of information, and I also asked to be on the stack earlier. So in any case, these are not archive task force motions. These are these finance committee motions?
Yes.
Okay, so this is really from a finance committee report, more or less, rather than something else.
No.
All right. Never mind about that. But the other question is that Teresa was moved that this motion, and to substitute May 15th for April 15th, but I didn't hear a second. Was that seconded?
Madam Sandy, it doesn't need a second.
Her amendment.
An amendment, it does.
And I'll second.
Who is that?
Serene is seconding.
Robert.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm done.
Okay. Yeah. So now, let's see, Jose Luis, you had a point of information, and then you'll be back on the stack. Oh, no, you said your point of information was answered. Sorry. Brian, you're on the stack. So now, Brian, Jose Luis, Janet, Margie, and Serene.
Adriana,
I didn't hear you, Adriana.
Is Veronica a point of information?
Is it a question, but not debate, and not, what is it? What is it, Benito?
Adriana or Benito?
Benito, what is it?
Yeah, I just don't, if somebody could explain, Teresa or somebody, I just don't understand the purpose of the motion. What is it that is being requested? I don't understand the wording, finalize existing sources.
You wrote it on it before. This is just to change the date is the only thing in question. So we'll get back to you, Benito. After people have spoken, it'll clarify your questions. If not, we will revisit it. Okay, so now we have
Alan back on the stack somewhere, okay?
Okay. Brian?
Yeah, I didn't start.
Okay.
I would like to encourage everybody to vote against this, and I want to correct some facts. The motion that this board approved did not order the archive to cut its budget. It ordered the archive to come up with a plan for cutting $9,000 a month, a plan that could be acted on if it were necessary. If they haven't drawn such a plan up by this point, I'm very concerned because I don't know how they will continue to make payroll for the remainder of the year unless something drastic changes. According to the financial statements that Raul has produced for the first 5 months of this year at the Pacifica Radio Archive, they are $72,000 behind budget in 5 months. $72,000 in 5 months is over $14,000 a month, which means the 9,000 figure is conservative. When the Finance Committee advanced that 9,000 figure, it was based on the amount they were short from missing the goal for their fall fund drive by half. It was not based on the amount they weren't getting from their stations. And in fact, the financial statements we have from Raul show that the archive's income from its own fundraising activities, that is the pledges it's supposed to bring in during its fund drives, the grants, the donations, etc., is short over a 5 month period by $89,000. So if you want to give the archive another extension, because it's already 2 months past its deadline, for even coming up with a plan for how it will live with less money, then the question I would put to you is, what is your plan for making payroll?
May I respond?
Okay, we have a stack, and we are at time for the item and for
the meeting.
And for the meeting, and so we must adjourn. Or we must call the question.
I move to table this to the next meeting.
Second.
Okay. Is there any objection to tabling? Okay, hearing none, this meeting, I believe, is adjourned.
I object, Jose Luis.
What? You object?
Right.
Okay, call the roll.
Well, no.
It's not debatable. Tabling, I do not believe, is debatable.
Oh, that's right.
Correct.
You're right.
Okay.
Alan, KPFT.
Madam Chair, may I ask one point of information?
Okay.
Since this other motion is on the agenda, are we going to vote on this other on the other motion also or not before we end the meeting?
If you would like to,
it wasn't moved.
Point of order.
It wasn't moved or seconded, so no. Can we please call the roll? Who's trying to speak?
Point of order. It's George.
George.
Well, a motion to table doesn't include tabling to any particular time. So I just would like it to be clear, although you can take it back from the table, this isn't necessarily going to be on any agenda for the next meeting. Putting it on the table just puts it into limbo.
We cannot accept any more motions,
please.
Right?
Yeah.
Is the only thing that we have on the floor?
Yeah, no more motions.
Okay.
Okay. So, can you please call the roll?
But if Alan, take the... say no. Alan says no.
Alan votes no. Agueta, KPFK.
Abstain.
Agueta abstain. Burden. Jim Brown.
Abstain.
Jim Brown abstains. Steve Brown, WBAI. Steve Brown. All right. Casnave, KPFT. Yes. Casnave votes yes. Coleman, WBAI. Diaz, WPSW.
Aye, aye.
Diaz votes yes. Edwards Teichert, KPFA.
Abstain.
Edwards Teichert abstained. Fuentes, KPFA.
No.
Fuentes votes no. Kaufman, KPFK. Coburn passes. Mark, KPFT.
Yes.
Mark votes yes. Medina Norman, WPFW.
Yes.
Norman votes yes. Ryder, KPFT.
Abstain.
Ryder abstains. Roberts, WBAI.
Yes.
What was that?
Yes to table.
Roberts votes yes. Tucker, WPFW.
Yes.
Tucker votes yes. Wilkinson, KPFA.
I'm going to abstain, and I'm going to ask the person who's watching television to mute themselves.
Wilkinson abstains. Going back, Burden, Steve Brown, Coleman, Coleman votes
Steve Brown
yes.
Votes, Steve Brown votes yes.
Steve Brown votes yes. One second. Kaufman, KPFA, K.
I'm going to vote no.
Kaufman votes no. Coburn votes no. All right, let me count.
Oh, good Lord.
Okay, so I have 8 yes, 4 no, 5 abstain. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Wait, can I hear the count again?
8 yes, 4 no, 5 abstain.
I vote yes.
I'm sorry, Chair?
Razan votes yes. So that's 9 yes, 4 no, 5 abstain.
Madam Chair.
Is this gets tabled?
Yes, Serene.
Can we have the yeses and noes, the names repeated?
Okay. Yes. Brazan, Steve Brown, Kefnave, Coleman, Diaz, Mark, Norman, Roberts, and Tucker. Noes, Allen, Fuentes, Kaufman, Coburn. Abstain, Argueta, Jim Brown, Edward Steekert, Ryder, and Wilkinson.
Okay, so now this has been the most difficult meeting to adjourn. This is my third effort. Okay, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you all very much.
Bye.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you, Lydia.